replace House Speaker Nancy Pelosi? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the still big unknown the day before the next Congress is sworn in.
If there is no majority winner after the first ballot, the House will keep voting until there is. No speaker vote has gone to a second ballot in 100 years.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Most Republicans in the House support Kevin McCarthy, the current minority leader. A handful do not and say they never will.
If you want to surrender the power of the purse and to not fight for true change, for true conservative principles, Kevin McCarthy would be your choice for speaker.
GOP Congressman Bob Good tells Fox,
we shouldn't be in a hurry to make a bad decision. It's worth it to fight for a few hours or even a few days to get the best possible person for speaker.
Parts of Northern California are flooded after heavy rain.
Within 15 minutes, a garage door busted, cracked, and water just started pouring in.
He owns a motorcycle storage business in Oakland. It's also bad near Sacramento with roads closed. One person was found dead in a submerged vehicle in the community of Wilton. People were evacuated when two river levees were breached. Now, some areas also got heavy snow. In Nevada, actor Jeremy Renner was injured in a snow plowing accident at his Reno home and life-flighted to a hospital. A two-time Oscar nominee, also well known as Hawkeye in the Avenger movies, Renner is in critical but stable condition. Thousands have lined up today at the Vatican, where Pope Emeritus Benedict is lying in state days after he died at age 95.
Because he has done so much for our church, and I think it's worth paying him some tribute, and especially with our prayers.
Pope Francis will preside over the funeral service Thursday. He took over in 2013 when Benedict became the first pope in six centuries to resign. Soccer legend Pelé's body has just been carried into a stadium in Brazil for a wake. Pelé's funeral will also be Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The FBI and police keep investigating the 19-year-old accused of attacking officers on New Year's Eve in New York City, looking into his religion and his motivation.
Investigators say the 19-year-old man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration just blocks from Times Square was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. Three officers were attacked Saturday night around 10 o'clock, just outside the high-security zone where bag checks and weapons screenings were done. Two of the officers were hurt and are recovering. The attacker, identified by the Associated Press as Trevor Bickford of Maine, was shot in the shoulder by an officer and is expected to be okay. Investigators believe Bickford traveled to New York City earlier in the week, and they're looking to see whether he made the trip specifically to attack police at the festivities. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Five people were hit in a drive-by shooting New Year's Day in Durham, North Carolina. All are stable, but police say a child and an adult among the five have life-threatening injuries. They're still searching for the gun. There was also a shooting in western Michigan during the New Year's celebration. A man fired into the air during fireworks in Lawrence Township, but two people were hit and killed. He was charged with reckless discharge of a firearm resulting in death. There was also an attack near the U.S. border in Mexico at a prison.
At least 10 prison guards and four inmates were killed early Sunday when armed vehicles filled with gunmen breached the perimeter of this Mexican prison in Juarez, just across the border from El Paso, where thousands of migrants have been flooding over the border into the United States in recent months. More than a dozen people were wounded. 24 prisoners managed to escape. It took hours for Mexican soldiers and state police to regain control over the prison.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. In the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and New York Giants won to clinch playoff berths. Detroit, Green Bay, New England, Pittsburgh, and Seattle also won to keep their playoff hopes alive tonight. Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills take on the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.